Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, everyone. It is the post-match podcast. Liverpool drew 1-1 with Napoli. That means, of course, that the Champions League group stage will go down to the final game against Salzburg. Before we get into all that, though, it is the match reaction. First up from Mr. Chris Pajak.
Hello, welcome to the Red Ven TV. Liverpool just drawn with Napoli. We stay top of the Champions League group. We're a point ahead of Napoli, I believe, and 3 points ahead of Salzburg. What that means is that we need to get some kind of a result against Salzburg to go through. We need a draw or we need a win to top the group. Today's performance, I don't know, I feel really strange, I think it is. I think I'm right in saying that might be the first game this season that we've not won at Anfield. So maybe that's why I feel so bad, because I'm just so used to seeing this Liverpool side go and win games of football. And, you know, I think back to that first half and I didn't think we were very good at all, to be honest. I thought Napoli played us really well. I think, you know, their 4-4-2 and their system that they play seems to match up really well against this Liverpool side. And the fact that we've played them a couple of times this season, a couple of times last season, it's meant that they've become a little bit familiar with us. We've become familiar with them. And we've not really found a way yet where we can truly break them down. I mean, I tweeted something at half-time, says I'd love Liverpool to sort of play through the middle a little bit more, if only just to open up the wide areas. And I didn't think that would happen, because for me, Liverpool don't play that way. And you don't change something. You don't throw the baby out with the bathwater of every single game's a win at this place just because of one poor half of football. But Jürgen made some changes second half. And, you know, I thought switching Jordan to right back and taking Joe Gomez off, we had a really tough start to that, you know, second half. I thought that was the right move. And then seeing Ox, and I don't know whether it was a 4-2-4 or it was a 4-2-3-1 or whatever, but putting Ox and Salah on the centre back and the left back freed up the space for the right back and Jordan Henderson. We started to get a little bit of joy. We started to create some opportunities and started crafting those opportunities. Thought Robbo really stepped his game up second half, became, you know, a focal point for Liverpool, and we're driving and we saw everything that we normally see from Andrew Robertson in that second half. Really great performance. I think, you know, I don't know about Fabinho's injury, but that, you know, I saw a still image on someone's phone about two rows in front of me, and it looked like it was really bent out of place. So hopefully he can get fit in time for the game midweek next week against Everton, of course. 4th of December, obviously misses the Brighton game through a yellow card. Gini Wijnaldum, I think, had just come on when they scored, and obviously it looked like some kind of an elbow into Virgil van Dijk. There was two VAR checks. What the fuck, man? VAR is just shite, isn't it? I mean, you just don't have a clue what the fuck's going on. I mean, they check it and you go, all right, fucking hell, they've given the goal, and then they're like, we're going to check it again. Why? Why are you checking it again? Why are you giving me fucking false hope just to slap me down and make me think we've got a chance, and then all of a sudden he's fucking onside? I fucking hate VAR. It's an absolute joke. Ruins it for match-going fans. Certainly at a place where you haven't got a screen and stuff anyway. But it seemed to make the crowd angry. I'm not sure what the atmosphere was like, to be honest, because I was in 304. We were singing for the majority of the game. But I saw someone was WhatsApping Tom and saying the atmosphere was pretty poor. I saw a little bit of half-time saying the atmosphere was poor and stuff. Where I was sound. But I don't think it translated really around the rest of the ground. I'm not sure about that. Barely hear their fans. Heard there was trouble over at the Arkles as well. Saw them in the streets throughout the day with the golf clubs and all that. Like, fucking mental, lad. It's a game of footy. Go there, support your side, go home. Fucking, or go out and celebrate. don't go around with fucking golf clubs. What are you doing? Like, you know what I mean? Someone needs to do something about these Italian teams and stuff. And I'm sure it's not every single one of them, but we know what happened a couple of years ago with Sean Cox and all that. Like, and you don't want to see that. You know, and you don't want people to be put into dangerous situations and stuff. But, you know, back onto the footy and stuff, second half, we get the goal. Dexy Lovren was superb for me throughout. I thought he was absolutely brilliant. There was one tackle where they were on the counter-attack and he just makes the tackle, kills the move off straight away. Absolutely brilliant. Then he goes and gets the goal from a corner. Absolutely superb. As far as Liverpool coming out and they're starting 11 and stuff like that, for me, you saw what you miss when Joe Gomez is at right back and when Trent isn't playing, because it's not just the fact that he gets forward with the ball, it's the corners. First half, Andy Robertson takes a few corners and stuff. They're not very good, and then James Milner ends up taking the corners. You just miss that delivery, don't you? And he comes onto the pitch a little bit later on with 10, 15 to go in that, and he's telling Oxwell to go. He's saying, go over to that wing there, get into that space and we'll get you the ball, and that's what happens. And I thought Ox was good when he came on as well. You know, a real top performance from him again. You know, getting the ball at his feet, driving players, getting to the byline, trying to whip balls in. Unfortunately, it's what Napoli are built for. You know, with Koulibaly in the other centre-half, they want balls whipped in. They're going to eat that up all day. Like, Koulibaly's an absolute monster, isn't he? In fact, he fouls Virgil van Dijk, and I must admit, I thought, bloody hell, he's got him there. Thankfully, it was a foul, so. But yeah, all told, look, we're still in pole position in this group. We go away to Salzburg. We've got to get a result, as I mentioned at the top of the video. We can get a result. Of course we can get a result at Salzburg. I think the feeling is that it's all a little bit down around here because we're so used to watching this side win games of football, and we've forgotten what it feels like for a draw at Anfield, which tells you just all you need to know about how good this Liverpool side is.
Next up, Chris delves into the realms and the minds of the Liverpool fans with the player ratings.
Well, welcome to the Red Men TV. It is player ratings time. I've got loads of people behind me who wants to go. I'll tell you what, I'll do the goalkeeper because I always go first with the goalkeeper. It's a proper shit one to do, isn't it? So, Alisson, I thought he was brilliant tonight. I can't tell you what if he was at fault for the goal or anything like that. It looked like a great finish from the Napoli guy, to be fair to him. It went into the far stick. I'm not sure. But from there, everything that he did was brilliant. You know, coming out, meeting the ball, and even when flags weren't getting put up. I can't believe I didn't mention the ref in my match reaction, by the way. Absolute fucking cockwomble of a man, that. Definitely Italian, I'm sure of it. Fuck off, Dave. He's fucking Italian, okay? So I'm gonna give Alisson an 8. Gonna move on to Joe Gomez. Come on then, Joe Gomez, you love it.
Oh, I love it. I think Joe Gomez is great, but like when we first saw him, like when he was getting into the team and he was sort of that sort of thing, that strong sort of player, I think it looks like his confidence been a little bit knocked by the whole sort of situation with Trent being in. So I'd agree. I don't think he's a right back. I think he came in, he was being confident as a centre half, and then I think the whole situation which gone on with like Sterling with the England in the midweek, he just didn't look himself, to be honest. I think that when the ball was going out to Joe, it was always going to be coming backwards. And I felt like even as like sort of a Liverpool player, it was going out there and you knew it was going to come back like all the time. Whereas, you know, when Trent gets on the ball, you've got that danger of the first time cross, the second touch cross, like that sort of thing.
And the ball whipped around the corner for Salah to change.
I just think it's going to happen. And I just think it lacked that a little bit with Joe. I think Joe's a great player. He's a great defender going backwards, that sort of thing. But I just don't think like sort of if you're playing on the opposition team, you're thinking in a different way when Joe Gomez is coming up against you to when you are when Trent Alexander-Arnold's coming up against you. So, look, great player going backwards. You know he's solid. You know no one's ever going to run him. No one's ever going to get him behind him. He's a solid player, but does he offer as much as Trent Alexander-Arnold? I don't think he does. And that's maybe where you're going to ask the question.
What's out of 10 for him?
It'd be between maybe around a 7, I'd say. Okay. But maybe I'm being harsh, but because we expect so much of Trent that Joe's going to be covering that position. But
But the thing is, you've got to rest Trent at some point, haven't you? And that's the thing. And so Joe's going to come into the side and all that. Like, so we'll move it on then. Who wants to do Dejan Lovren for me? Go on, Lovren. Yeah, go on, mate.
The best centre-half in the world. I don't even
Dejan
care.
Lovren.
I have said this for so long.
Don't be fucking doing that with me, la. I can't be fucking having that. Dejan Lovren's the best centre-back in the world. I mean, he was absolutely sound. He was sound. He was great. He was brilliant. He was brilliant.
He's replaced Matip really, really well. Everyone says, oh, yeah, he's got a mistake in him. But everyone has a mistake in him, you know what I mean? But now, today, fucking amazing. Amazing.
Max out of 10?
10?
10. Ah, do you know what? I thought he was man of the match as well. I just don't like the best defender in the world, Charles. Because we're now going to talk about the best defender in the world, and that one is Virgil van Dijk. What would you give him out of 10 and why?
I'd give him a 7. I thought he played very, very well tonight. What that derby injury got, you know, just before the start of the second half there. But as you do, as he says, Lovren. Lovren's 8 out of 10. Well, 10 out of 10, he says, but I don't know what that guy's smoking.
On Virgil, was he fouled? Yeah, he was fouled. Did VAR check that? Fucking hell, man. Yeah. What about Andy Robertson? What would you give him out of 10? 10, go on.
10 just for that shove at the end, at the 97th minute. He gets a 10 just for that.
What did you think of him first half, though, genuinely? Did you think he was good first half? I felt he improved massively second half. I'm not saying that he was poor.
Well, I think he didn't get much help in the first half. I think the guys came and helped out a bit more. He was pushed back. They were targeting him most of that first half, I would thought.
I suppose that's because Joe's on the other side, so you know almost that Liverpool are going to be attacking down that left-hand side, so you make it difficult for him. Second half, we obviously move Henderson to right-back, we bring Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain on, and we start attacking down the right. Maybe that opens the space up for Robbo. I thought Robbo was really good second half. Moving into midfield, it's hard to mark Fabinho, really, isn't it? Because obviously he gets the injury, and I hope, as I mentioned, it's not too bad. I'll give him a 7 out of 10. We'll move on. Gini Wijnaldum comes into his place. That lad was fucking exceptional, wasn't he? Anyone want to talk about Gini? Go on, mate.
Fucking Gini was quality. As soon as he come on, just bossed the game. Don't lose control. Just keeps it. Calm on the ball. He was just solid. Solid all round.
What would you give him out of 10?
8, 9. Yeah, nah, 9. I'll stick with 9.
Alongside him, you've got Jordan Henderson. Whoa, who shouted 3 then? This boy's got some bad shouts, Sally. Fucking Lovren, best defender in the world. And those are 3.
Nah, I'm sorry. How many times you need to lose the ball? How many times you need to lose the ball in the first half? I really rate Jordan Henderson. Yeah, I really like him. But today, he was shit. He lost. No, I'm not having that. He lost the ball too many times. He's a good fighter, yeah. He works so hard, but he lost the ball too many times. When Trent's not on with him, he can't play well, in my opinion.
He's not getting a fucking 3. No chance he's getting a 3. Come on, man. He's not getting a 3.
Okay.
2! Fucking come up here, you.
He had a shit game. He kept losing the ball. He wasn't on it today. Nobody has a good game. Today was shit.
Did you come together? Because you'll be fucking leaving together in a minute. Fair play, lads. It's your opinion. You're entitled to it. Like, you're wrong, but you're entitled to it. So we'll move on then. James Milner. I don't want to turn over here. 7, 8. Come on. I'm fucking hanging with a ladder so I can get the mic up to this, lads.
Absolutely, I finished like him too, mate.
You just carry on anyway, I'll just carry on with my fucking video. Nice of you to fucking meet and have a check.
I would say first half, like, we didn't create much chances, but Milner skinned a few boys. I've never seen that in my life before. Like, I thought he was decent, you know. Him and Bobby Firmino, a few good interlinks, you know. I thought he was all right. Second half, obviously good workman-like performance. Decent performance. I would give him 8.
Yeah, okay, why not? Mo Salah.
5.
Ooh, brave man.
Okay, I love Mo. Everyone loves Mo. But come on, tonight, he kept losing the ball. He didn't get any clear-cut chances. I don't know, it was frustrating because I'm rating him, and I was telling the bloke next to me, he's going to score tonight. He's going to be shit so far, and he's going to get that world in. We all go, wow, like Coutinho used to. But 5.5.
Koulibaly, man, marked him. And if you looked in the second half where Koulibaly actually fouled him, and grabbed him by his shirt and pulled him back, which, by the way, should be a penalty. Yeah, it's a 6 for me because he done well. He was trying to make things happen, but I say Koulibaly was just too physical with him.
Yeah. I know. I he had that one chance, didn't he? And he could see how frustrated he was because he knew that was probably the only one he was going to get in the area. Yeah, it's gutting, isn't it? Bobby Firmino, what do you want to do, Bobby Firmino, with me? So you shouted 6 for me, mate. 6 out of 10 for Bobby. Yeah.
I thought he tried to make things happen, but he wasn't coming off a lot of the times. He got stuck in, pressed a lot, but it wasn't coming off, and I think he faded later into the game, and he just wasn't having any effect, really.
They played 2 banks for them. Did they play the 4-4-2? And there was so little space for him to work in.
He thrives off space, so literally, when there was literally 2 banks of 4, no space, goalie's kind of pressing up a bit. There's literally nothing for him to work on.
Yeah, I think that's a fair. I think that's a really fair mark, to be honest with you. And finally, Sadio Mane, 4.5. What? I thought he had a poor first 39 minutes, which is probably half the game, to be fair. But then that one where, I don't know, it looked from the 304 at the back of the cop, it looked like a penalty. I've been told it wasn't a penalty, no way. Is that what it was? Yeah, he went down easy. From like then till half time, fucking hell, it was like another level of Sadio Mane. And I felt like if there was going to be anyone to make something happen for me, it probably was going to be Sadio. I think I'll give him a 7 there. I've got Gini Wijnaldum, Aches. I'm reticent to come back to you, you know.
No, I thought he was amazing today. He worked hard. He was putting in some banging crosses. He was fighting to go back. He was quality today. Because he lost the ball a few times, but he went straight back to go get it, and he won it. That was the main thing. And yeah, solid eight.
Yeah, and at the end of the game, he goes down, and the physio goes over to him, so I hope he's okay as well. And then Trent Alexander-Arnold, not too much time, maybe a 7 out of 10, something like that. So that's play ratings done. Thank you very much. What? Fucking hell, mate, the ref was a joke, wasn't he?
He was fucking awful. I'm sure he came in on their bus. He was one of them. We didn't
must be taking their fucking wages because they're not getting them.
I don't know. I just think he was totally against us. Didn't give us nothing. Maybe give us something in the last 10 minutes here and there, but that was it. Awful.
Absolute joke of a performance by the referee.
And lastly, I had a good old chat with Mr. Ross Chanley on the instant match reaction. Here's a bit from there.
One of the players who really stood out for me was Dejan Lovren today. And it's funny because I was writing Lovren's epitaph at one point during the first half when they pumped the ball up to the target man. Dejan Lovren goes, "I've got this, boss," and he fucking charges forward, completely misses it, ends up 15-20 yards out of position, and the guy gets given offside. And I was like, "Who?" Because that is like, it is in baseball films. You always got, I think it's like a League of Their Own, a Major League. There's always like the one guy in batting. He can't hit a particular type of ball, but he always has to go for it. That's Lovren's. It's Lovren's kryptonite. Is that pass where he thinks he can get there and dominate it? And I thought, oh my god, this is going to be a bad day for him. No, he was fucking impeccable tonight.
He's like a kid in a sweet shop when he sees the ball coming towards him. He just don't stop being so rash, like the skirtle.
One moment, and it wasn't a moment because he was offside, so it wasn't an issue. Everything else he did around the game, I thought was outstanding.
Yeah, there was early in the first half. He made a really good block.
Sorry, apart from that moment when he ended up right wing from a set piece routine, and it's like, oh, good work, oh, it's Lovren, what's he gonna do? And he did some mad step overs and ran out of play with the ball.
Yeah. He could have crossed the ball into himself.
It's the only reason I wouldn't give him a 10 out of 10.
I gave him an 8 out of 10 on mine, but he made a massive block in the first half, which we could have led to a goal ultimately. But I think just give him confidence. I think the narrative of especially on Twitter, which we shouldn't use as a barometer, but we do, of like he was shouting, and it's not all down to Van Dijk either. Yeah. He's got better as a player. He's got confidence in himself. He's got this opportunity with Matip being out and Gomez not being at full powers, or Gomez being used as a right back to stake his claim in this Liverpool side. He's going to want to take that.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought he was a real credit. I thought his passing range was good. Yeah. I thought he was composed. Obviously gets the goal. We're all watching Van Dijk. It was one of those ones where you're like, and up goes Virgil. Oh, it hit someone. Oh, is it gone wide? Oh, no, it's in the net. Okay, Sam.
It was just split second round. He's going,
Is that Lovren?
Yeah, Lovren.
It was sound, absolutely sound performance from Lovren, and you needed those kind of performances tonight, because if he'd not been on his game, that could have been a much trickier game than it was.
But thank you very much for listening to the post-match podcast. If you want more from the instant match reaction, the full-length video and podcast is available on theredmentv.com. Sign up now. It is completely free for the first month. And tomorrow is the full final word show, also exclusive to the redmentv.com website. Make sure you get involved, and we'll see you there. Ta-da.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.